Let's start with this MRI scanner story. Really important story, actually, this morning. Just when will the new children's scanner be ready at the Royal Victoria Hospital? It's the only specialist hospital in the UK without a dedicated scanner. We first brought you the story earlier this year. At that time, we were told the scanner would be in place by March 2015. And that was already a year late. Guess what? It has slipped yet again. So after it being a year late, it slipped again. To be fair to the Belfast Trust, they say asbestos has been found on the site. They didn't know asbestos might have been found on the site before they found asbestos on the site. Why are the scanners delayed? Possibly very sick children are having to wait for treatment. That's how important this is. Today, we can reveal that 280 children under the age of 14 are currently missing the target for an important MRI scan. Our reporter, Nicola Weir, has been speaking to the father of one of those children. His son was born with health problems 11 years ago and has had ongoing medical care. But a head scan 5 months ago showed a possible tumour in his nose, and the family is still waiting for an MRI scan to confirm if it's cancer.
Our child was born at 24 weeks, 4 months premature, weighing 1 pound, 15 ounces. He was in hospital for the first 6 months of his life. After about 3 weeks in the neonatal intensive care, he developed MRSA. MRSA then, a couple of days after that, led to him having severe airway complications. He was rushed to the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast, where they had to perform an emergency tracheostomy in his throat.
What difficulties has your child experienced from when he was born to now?
Yes, he has ongoing medical needs, which require the tracheostomy to remain clear at all times, requires 24-hour supervision. He goes back and forward to Manchester, where they have a long-time schedule of working towards removing the tracheostomy, but it will not be until the age of between 13 and 16 years of age. But recently, last January, I think it was, we were at a routine appointment in the Royal Victoria Hospital with his consultant, where he had asked us could it be possible that Ben would undergo an MRI scan of his brain. We asked the reasons why, and he says that there was no diagnosis of why he required the tracheostomy at birth, and this would give him a greater insight, so we said yes. That was the scan of his brain to see if the tracheostomy was required due to a defect in his brain. We didn't get them results until October this year, where we just thought it was a standard go back, see the results, it was either a yes or a no. The guy had already told us there wouldn't be much they could do, but it would let them know why he required it at that stage. In October, we went back to get the results. We were told that the results for the brain came back, they were clear, everything was okay, but the scan had seen a growth on the back of his nasal cavity, just below the brain. The growth is 5 times the size of what it should be normally, and the guy had said, listen, we're very concerned about this. We didn't know at that time exactly what was going on. So the longer we sat and discussed it, it became obvious that this was cancer he was referring to. Once we actually got that, we just couldn't take anything else in. We couldn't understand what he was saying. It's just, we just sat and looked at each other. We drove home. We came out of the appointment. We drove home. We couldn't speak to each other. We just went home. The first thing we'd done was Googled it, and there was a further MRI scan was supposed to be ongoing. We were still waiting for the appointments. We've been ringing the Royal Hospital. We've been ringing the MRI scan centre.
So what happened was they told you that this was a possible tumour in your child's nasal passages, and that was in October, and we're now sitting in the sort of a week away from December, and you have heard nothing about an MRI?
We have heard nothing. We keep waiting for the postman to come in the mornings. We were looking to see if someone drops through the letterbox. There is nothing. I have been very active myself trying to push for a date. I've been told that the nearest possible date would be in January, but as of yet we haven't even got a date for the scan. I have went back to the consultant secretary. She has put it through to the MRI centre as a priority case, and the MRI centre have come back and says, listen, there is hundreds in front of you who are worse off. We're sort of saying, well, this is our son. We want him seen as soon as possible.
It must be very difficult to be told that it's a possible tumour. And as we know, time is of the essence whenever it comes to cancers.
Yes, we have actually went after the first week had passed. We sort of realised that we would need to do something. We've actually went and inquired about going privately, but we've rung an independent hospital and they have said, listen, you're chatting tens of thousands and it would take longer to arrange privately and it would be going through the health service. They're telling us that we would need a neurosurgeon and we would need the ENT consultant and anaesthetist, and he says trying to bring them all together. And she says, you're chatting probably 6 to 8 months.
In the meantime, you're waiting and you must be in complete and utter turmoil.
Yes, we've been in and out of hospitals with our son for 11 years now coming. And over them years, we have done everything that we can to make sure it is the best quality of life. Now we're told that we're going to be sitting on a waiting list indefinitely. We don't know if it's going to be January or if it's going to be March or if it's going to be next year sometime. This growth is still growing on the back of his nasal passage and we just can't cope. We have to do something, we just can't sit back and wait. As I say, we don't know if this is cancerous or not, but it's there and it needs treated.
Well, obviously, very, very important story, this. We do have a statement here, a response to the Nolan Show. And we asked the Belfast Trust when the scanner for the children would actually be ready. Remember, this isn't the first time that we've been to this story. The Belfast Trust tells us the contractor's been on site since September 2014. Works are ongoing. Well, actually, that doesn't really help the kids, does it? The fact that works are ongoing. The Belfast Trust says, and listen to the language of this, the estimated date for completion of the project is summer 2015. Now, I'm long enough in the tooth to know why people within these trusts and other organisations use language like this. So do they give an actual month? No. So when they say the estimated date, that's given them more leeway. And remember, this is more leeway, upon on top of them already being over a year late. And after they say the estimated date for completion, they then don't say June, July, August, they say summer 2015. In other words, giving themselves even more leeway. It is so vague that this could be extended and prolonged for month after month after month. Has the scanner been bought yet? Yes, an order's been placed for the scanner, they say. The estimated date for delivery of the scanner is end of May 2015. So that's another estimation. Again, nothing concrete for the public. A total of 280 children under the age of 14 are currently waiting more than 9 weeks. Ask yourself if that's acceptable. We'll be back to the story because we've got more examples of parents who have got caught up in this. 08459 555 678 if you are one of them.